This is a special edition of KRCU's Going Public, and I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. We continue our series, We Came Home, with a story from Corporal E4 Annie Morosco, who served in the Marine Corps in Afghanistan. This is her story.
As soon as they hear female Marine, it's like a whole different... They look at you completely different. You could be in the Army and be a female, or you could be in the Navy and be a female, but when you're a female Marine, you just get looked at differently. I think they do hold higher expectations for you. Not so much, I mean, in the Marine Corps, they obviously do, but civilians look at you and they think, oh man, this woman's like, she's hard, she's awesome, she's crazy. Like, they don't, you're not just a normal human being at that point anymore, and you're not just a female in the military, you're a female Marine. I think my mom expected it at some point, she just didn't know when. I think she spent a week with me before I deployed. And we hung out, we went to the beach, we kind of just acted like it was normal. Hung out the day before, and I think that was probably the worst part, was the day before and the day of, just sitting there waiting for the buses to take us to Cherry Point so we could fly out, just knowing that I'd be gone for 7 months and she had no idea when she could talk to me or what was going on. So, but she was always supportive. When you fly over to Afghanistan, you have to stop in Kyrgyzstan, and then you fly over into Afghanistan at night. And I think that's probably the scariest flight for somebody who's first, it's their first deployment, because you literally have no idea, like, what am I flying into? Can they see me from here? Like, what's going on? The first convoy, you kind of know what to expect because you did your workup. You've done so many different briefings on all of this, so you have that aspect, but you haven't done it yet. So doing it for the first time and being the rear security gunner was definitely eye-opening. I mean, on our first deployment, our first convoy, we got... I think it was the first Vic who got blown up. We took fire. It was definitely something that you expect because of where you are and what you've heard about. But at the same time, it's like, wow, this is our first convoy and this is already happening. And we have a whole nother 7 months of this. This is crazy. There's a few times we got to stop at one FOB where we would supply, but we couldn't drive in onto base. So we would have to have our convoy outside of base. And it was one of the places where all the kids were. So they would always come out to our trucks. And for the first couple, I'd say months, they were super sweet to us. They just wanted to talk. They kind of wanted to take stuff from you. And if you had candy, they wanted candy. But after that, you kind of start seeing how their world has warped them, because they know that you're a new unit who just came to start supplying these guys. So you don't know who they are. So they're super nice to you at first. And then it starts in where they start throwing rocks at your truck, they start jumping on your trucks, they start stealing stuff from you, and it kind of starts to show you what their culture and this war has done to them as 6, 7, 8-year-olds, which is insane to me. So we ended up asking our translator a few times what was going on, and you could kind of see like evidence of IED making on their hands. At 8 years old, their hands are already messed up because they've been playing with bombs or making bombs, and it's just, you have to separate the fact that you're in war in their country, and that's what these kids know. So the adults, I think, is a whole different story, but the kids, I mean, you can only feel bad for so long until it would drive you insane, or you just do your job and you come back and you're not insane. So I think that's kind of what, if you can separate it, then you can separate it. And that's what you have to do to make it through. As time goes by and you're on this deployment for longer, you understand that they do know. To a point, they get what's going on. But I think they're also trying to figure out how to stay happy themselves.